Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tonight on The Bachelor. Pete is finally verified on Instagram. Will the game get to his head? Then, Blake is punched in the face. Will he still be hot enough for Stagecoach? Plus, Hannah Brown shows up not once, but twice. How many times will we have to hear about this fucking windmill? All that and more. It's our most dramatic season ever. This is The Bachelor.
Hello and welcome back to The Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay.
And I'm Derek.
And it's been so long.
Not really. 84 years.
It's been 84 years, but we are.
I feel like I've probably made that joke 84 times on this show.
But that's okay because it's worth it. We had a really long break.
I don't think, Kay, we've seen each other in like a month and a half, except for maybe 2 days throughout that whole time.
I know, which is not usual. We usually see each other more like we were texting. So that was basically we
That's
saw each other.
That's one of the stages of a relationship.
Yeah, we were hanging out because we were texting.
That's true. That's like the before official thing that happens, you know? It's like, well, we're sending a meme a day. We're sending two memes a day.
That's exactly right. Just like
we're FaceTiming once per every couple
FaceTime's
of days.
That's a big one.
It is. That's like checking in at night before, you know.
Yeah.
Like maybe I'm not there, but hey, I want you to know that I'm not.
I want you to know I'm thinking about you.
And I'm by myself.
That I'm alone.
Honestly, I think the alone part is the most important.
Yeah, that's exactly.
That's really what's going on.
Okay, so now that we're back, if you guys are new here, we are a Bachelor podcast. We're a Bachelor recap podcast, but it's no bullshit. We talk about every episode each week. And I'm Kay Brown, and I work here at Betches. I do our social content. And Derek, do you want to?
Yeah. So actually, somebody sent me a screenshot of an email that you guys sent them.
What?
They called me a former bachelorette heartthrob. And I was like, cool.
Yeah, okay.
So apparently, apparently that's my identity. Never a heartthrob again. Once was enough.
No, I think you're a total heartthrob.
Fishing for compliments.
So a few things. We want you to rate, review, and subscribe every week.
Share with your friends too.
And share with your friends. Tell them about our podcast. We had a really fun free plug last season by John Paul Jones.
And now we're going to actually work for our plugs.
Exactly. Now we're going to work for our plugs. But you can also follow us at The Bachelor on Instagram and at Bachelor Pod on Twitter. We have live memes every Monday night during the show. We're tweeting, we're responding to your DMs, we're sharing your stuff, tag us and everything. So that, I think that's like almost the best, better than watching the actual show.
That's where all of watching the show happens.
Yeah.
It's on Twitter. If you're not on Twitter yet, what are you doing? Oh no, baby, what is he doing?
But and a few more things before we jump into the Bachelor stuff? Question mark.
The Bachelor recap.
Yeah, the Bachelor.
Call it that.
Yeah, the recap.
Yeah.
Okay, a few more things before we jump into the Bachelor recap. So make sure you guys check out our brand new travel account. It's called Betches Travel, and it's everything that you want to know about every city, funny memes, take your fucking vacation days. That's what it's all about.
Will anybody be in Mykonos at any point?
Hey, we might have it coming up. You know, stay tuned.
You know that's going to be the first, third, and seventh post.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But we just launched 2 days ago, and it's already doing so well, and it's so much fun. We're going to have great content on there. We're also rebranding the Betch Slap podcast. If any of you guys listen to the Betch Slap podcast, we're launching it as a new show called At Betches, like the at sign. And each week it will feature a different rotation of people throughout the office, including some of your favorite people from the show, a.k.a. me. What's up? I'm on this week's episode of At Betches as
well. Wow, you're really just going to like calling you out is...
What's up?
Okay.
No. but that's our brand new show. But so if you listen to Betch Slapped, stay tuned to @Betches because it's going to be so much fun. And one last thing, jumping into the Bachelor stuff, we have a brand new weekly newsletter called The Bachelor Breakdown, and it's all things happening in Bachelor Nation. So in case you missed our episode, God forbid, any articles, anything, we are giving it all to you every week. So just you can subscribe at betches.co/bachelorbreakdown, and it's betches.co/bachelor, BETCHELOR, breakdown, BREAK. Bye. Breakdown.
You know, like Woof, you get it, in like, The Office. You remember that? Woof? Where no. There's like, it sends through every single channel possible. It's like Twitter, Facebook.
Oh my God.
Snapchat. That's what we got next. That's what's coming next. That's the Bachelor next. Woof.
Bachelor Woof.
All right. News. Before we get into Peter's show, obviously, it was a great episode. It was.
Yeah, it was long.
3 hours. Thankful that it wasn't the 3 hours we had last year at this time. Oof. Kay and I did our first live show last year with Xfinity in Miami.
Yeah. That was wild.
I've never done that well before in my life. and we were like, what do we talk about? The entire first hour of the show was people just standing in front of crowds going, this is crazy. So yeah. We got, I think, the opposite of that tonight with Hannah.
Definitely.
And Peter basically talking for about 35, 45 minutes.
That was crazy.
But before we get into that, we're going to talk about just like the topics of the week real quick. Tyler, and you corrected me before.
Stassi.
Stassi, is that how I say it?
Yeah, Stassi. That's Kylie Jenner's best friend. She's like the blonde Kylie prototype, but not as rich.
I mean, great. Way to go, Tyler.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
Yeah, he's been hooking up with her. We've been seeing pictures around of TMZ. She's hot, but she's no Gigi.
I'm not into that look, though. Yeah, see, like, Gigi looks natural.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, for sure.
And I'm sorry. I'm not saying anything about Stassi, like, whether she has any work done, who knows? But, like, I'm not into all the all the makeup is just too much.
Yeah.
That's not my thing.
Too much beat.
Never has been.
Derek told me I looked good I didn't need makeup tonight, so.
That's right, boo.
Because my makeup is actually falling off my face. I've been up for a long time. Took the red eye last night, so I am here for you guys.
Jade, like Tanner and Jade Roper. So Jade won $1 million on some fantasy show. I don't even know what it is. It's like one of the fantasy websites. But it turns out that Jade and Tanner were like kind of colluding in a sense, supposedly.
Yeah.
And it's not like this is a legal thing. So, but there's this like a maybe breaking of the rules. And so she won $1 million. Who knows what's going to happen? It basically looks like it's going to get recalled, which would suck. Can you imagine having $1 million slip through your fingers?
I think that's horrible.
I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
I'm sorry. I pulled that out of nowhere.
I love it.
Next thing that we're going to basically slip past is Luke P. Somebody on our Facebook group talked about that he's apparently, this is toxic masculinity man from Hannah season.
Yeah.
Apparently is dating Justin Bieber's ex. Cool.
Question mark. Great. I don't know anything about Justin Bieber's ex. Selena Gomez. What?
No, not her.
That's all I know.
Not Selena Gomez. That's all we're going to call her.
Great.
We don't even know her name. Okay. Victoria F. from this season. So yeah. This is non-spoiler related. This is just something that happened in her life. We're going to talk about it. Victoria F. is like the girl that got the last rose tonight. She's...
Drama.
Already drama. So there's some company in Virginia Beach, right?
Is that what she's something called? I don't know.
Called WLM and then something else. And they tried to make it some sort of like joke about Marlins because that's a fish that's mm-hmm. there. And like half of their shirts say White Lives Matter.
With like Confederate flags.
Yeah.
It's like a white supremacist sort of...
It's not like it is.
It is, yeah.
So we found our racist for the season. She tried to justify herself on Instagram. I'm sorry, Victoria, but like...
Oh, that's...
Baby, you don't get to justify anything White Lives Matter. Like, just say, sorry, I didn't know, or like, that was stupid.
But did she not know?
It seems like she did. I don't know. No, there's no way you don't...
Yeah, she had to know.
I don't know. Well, I guess we haven't seen enough of her yet to know if she's that spacey, but...
Yeah, that's a mess. So.
Okay. Last thing.
This is, we're very excited about this.
Just because I faced, so this is Blake.
We have
Blake Horseman. So we've had Blake on many times. We love Blake. I know Blake went through a tough time this year on
But we are having
Paradise.
Him on the podcast. We're calling him right now because he has a black eye.
Yeah.
And we want answers.
I texted him and it's the funny story. I'm sorry. And I didn't let Kay see what he looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, he hasn't showed me yet. So I'm going to go over and sit next to Derek. I'm okay. moving this microphone like I've never
We're
done before.
We're FaceTiming Blake right now.
FaceTiming Blake.
It's a little bit awkward. What if he just didn't answer?
That would be the saddest thing ever.
After he answered before, he just decided not to.
Hello!
Hey guys, we have Blake here.
I just love that he's owned it. He's wearing like a gray hoodie.
His it's a badge of honor, you
he's
know.
He's got like a 4-day shadow now. He just decided he's not gonna go
brutal.
Out in public anymore.
The most offensive part is you're still hot, and that's like not fair to anyone.
Well, thank you. Chicks dig scars, right?
Chicks dig scars. Yeah, you're like an edgy boy now.
Yeah, because I wasn't edgy enough. Yeah,
you've been really moving in that direction. This
so
is
what
your
happened?
New brand. Okay, Blake, tell us what happened.
Give us a story.
Yeah, so I mean, we're laughing about it.
I know,
but like it was kind of scary when it actually happened.
Sure.
But like it wasn't. So I went to Times Square for New Year's, but it didn't even happen at Times Square. I was like, it was like two a.m. roughly, just come out of the bar. Is that a taco truck?
Wait, that's my favorite part. I'm at a taco truck.
Was that a taco truck? I just got my late night food. I had turned around. I was leaving the taco. I was just about to take a bite of my taco. And all of a sudden, I got punched in the face. like to the point where
it's so the thing is like you look fine, you're okay, that's why we can yeah. laugh about this, but because I wouldn't otherwise. I've had a really bad concussion from somebody randomly coming after me like that too.
You're in good spirits.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
always.
Yeah. And like it was like at first, so I had a friend with me and I was like I got punched and I was walking and she looked at me and goes, did you just get punched in the face? And I was like, yeah, I think so. And I like looked back.
I'm pretty like, sure it, I did.
Yeah, I was like, I think because I was trying to act cool, you know, like
yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I did.
You just
like,
you just kept eating your taco.
Yeah, I
right?
just kept walking. And this guy though was still swinging at people. Yeah. Like it was pretty crazy. And like the shitty part is the guy in front of me. So I saw him out of the corner of my eye get punched. But I thought maybe they knew each other. And I was like, whatever. And then I got hit. And I walked up to the guy in front of me, and he was actually like. He had his hand on his mouth, and he has teeth in his hands.
No.
And I was,
yeah.
You got out
I was
good.
Like, oh, no. Yeah. I was like, oh, God.
That's
so
not what
I looked
you
back
happen.
Again, and he was tackled, and somebody had him on the ground. And I was like, I was by far the least injured, so I was like, I'm going to get out of here,
what
and you guys
heck?
Can talk to police. Yeah,
did he, like, yell, O'Doyle rules?
That is exactly wild.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was just, I just couldn't believe it. And I just wanted to walk home, eat my taco, and I just,
you know,
like, and I get punched in the face.
You know what
like,
makes me the most mad about this? Blake came to New York City and didn't even text me. That's what makes me the most mad about this whole thing.
Hey,
this whole
you
thing
came to Denver
to
without
City.
Telling me one time.
I know. By the way, I'm going to be there in about a week and a half, so
I'll are you up. Okay? See, I wouldn't have known that if I wasn't on your podcast.
All right. True.
That's fair.
I can't hold that back. All right, dude. Well, thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
What's your? I know you've been watching the show. What's your thought about today's show across the board? If you had like a
little
phrase
like,
or
roughly,
something.
Yeah, I'm like roughly halfway. It's kind of long.
kind of <It's> very long.
I know
is that your thought it's kind of long.
Yeah, very long. No, I haven't gotten to the Hannah B part, and okay. I've heard all about it.
That's
so
wild.
I've heard it's pretty wild, so I haven't gotten to that part yet, but I mean right, it's pretty normal I guess right now, like nothing's really surprised me.
Yeah,
so it's pretty
I just
straightforward.
Think it's, if I had to say, I think it would definitely be just hysterical, like in every way. Like it's very funny, but it's also just so overdramatic. There's so much crying.
Yes. There's so much
there
crying.
Has been a lot of crying. And
so
like some of the
crying.
Lines right away were already like, he's my husband, he's the love of my life. Like, whoa.
Ghosts okay. have gotten sent home on the first night we're
yeah.
saying that.
That like, was
whoa.
Mine was mine my thought was like, we get it. And
yeah.
I say that because like we get it, you're on The Bachelor. So there was a bunch of people that I'm just already bothered by because I've already written them off going. Stop! Please stop acting. That's Kay, and anybody that's listened to this before knows that's my big thing, and like why I've always loved you because you're such a real, genuine, normal guy, and we've always just you know when we hang out and talk,
blessing
it's
and a curse.
Real. Yeah, that's true.
I feel.
All right. Well, we stand Blake always.
Yes.
Appreciate you guys. Love you guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a good night. Bye. See you in a couple weeks.
Yes. Care. Exactly.
Okay. Bye, man.
All right. Bye.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist and Cheirosa 59 Perfume Mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 Perfume Mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BETCHLER10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BETCHLER10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BETCHLER10.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Okay, that was so much fun. I'm glad we got to talk to Blake.
Honestly, like in the text, I wanted to keep it quick so that it would be genuine when we finally talked. And that was better than I expected.
It was awesome. And
he's such a good sport. Always.
I know he's such a good sport. And I did mean this when I said it. He still looks so good looking.
It's annoying.
It's really annoying. No wonder he slept with everybody because duh. I mean, very hot.
Wow. How does Matt feel about this?
Oh, come on.
Now I'm talking about your boyfriend, Matt.
I know. Never stops. Okay, so let's dive right into what we've all been...
Waiting for.
Pete's season. There's a lot.
All right, so the very intro, I actually love Pete and Chris Harrison driving around. And please go back and watch like this first 3 minutes because Chris gives no shits. He's just like... So, like, you think you're ready for love? And then, Chris says that, and Pete like, goes into it, and he's like, oh, uh-huh, who you think? It's literally just...
Yeah, I guess.
0%
Chris
caring.
Is probably like, so, how fast can we get this done? Like, how quick can I not have to be on camera? Please.
And Chris had some of my favorite lines the whole night, too.
Chris always has the best lines.
See, we don't get to see him later on as much anymore, and he's the best part of the whole show.
I know.
Okay, so they go straight into Peter's family, who we know is dope. Like, thank you for reminding us.
Right.
Mom and dad, great.
Everybody, we love them.
Younger brother, hot. Like, everybody's...
Jet. What's his name? Jet something?
I don't remember.
Something Jet.
You looked up his Instagram instantly after.
All I remember was Jet, and I was like, yeah, this guy.
Yeah, thanks ABC. Peter's family is dope. Jack? We get it. Jack, I think that's what it was.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to correct me if I'm wrong anyways. See you in the DMs, guys.
The one that was weird to me was that Peter's family dances all the time. And they...
It's all cringy. There's a whole part that we're going to get to later that I actually thought I wanted to crawl under the couch and not see the light of day again.
The last thing that was so funny... that Abby, who works at Betches, pointed out was that she was like, she summarized the very first like 20 minutes and she goes, so apparently when Peter walks through an airport wearing his uniform and there's a film crew following him, people care who he is.
People care who he is. Yeah.
Because they showed somebody walking up being like, oh my God, are you Peter from The Bachelor?
I actually just watched Catch Me If You Can, which is one of the reasons why I made that meme on our page. I just watched it.
I love that movie.
Love that movie. And it's crazy because a long time ago, people were, pilots were like celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't realize that. And so now it's like they're
that
finally.
Pan Am stuff? Like yeah. That's, yeah.
Now it's a thing again with Pete.
I guess.
You have to be on The Bachelor to be a.
That's the only upgrade from there.
Right. So should we like get into the intros? Dive right in, sort of?
Yeah, let's do it.
I didn't write down all of them because some of them were kind of bland, but I did have some of my, you know, favorite ones that showed up. And I think the first girl, her name, or she had like a little montage, you know, the montages that they do with like a few select girls they're going to hack off right at the beginning.
They usually call them the intro packages.
Intro packages. Yeah. Well, Alexa was an intro package and she called herself a caregiver, mm-hmm. but she's just a body waxer. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I've had my parts waxed before and it doesn't feel like care.
Not personal pain deliverer. I honestly like kind of wanted her to wax some dude's chest.
She was waxing some other parts of a guy, but I wanted like the 40-year-old virgin.
That's exactly what I wanted. And I like get it. Yes. Women empowerment, like funny joke, but I wanted the pain.
Should we do that?
To see the pain. No, I am not waxing my chest.
Just for like Instagram.
No. Just for Instagram. Do it for the gram.
And then Hannah Ann. Okay, so she's been, there's so much hype about her.
There is. Well, because she's Hannah G's friend, right?
Right. A very beautiful.
And as we said in our intro video, our intro recording, she looks like she's from Riverdale. She's like a CW
Yeah, she's
actress.
A CW character for sure. But we just saw her in, I don't know if I showed this to you or not, in a Sonic ad. Oh, yeah.
Oh, like the food chain?
Yes.
Love me some Sonic.
I'm going to show you guys later. I put it on the Insta story, but she is in a Sonic.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. But the
get
best
that money,
part,
Hannah Ann.
The best part is
honestly,
that.
Honestly, she probably made more from that than like what anybody makes on Instagram ads.
Right. This is the most beautiful Sonic employee I've ever seen. Second of all, the text next to her says, "The future of Sonic Drive-In looks amazing, right?" Yeah, she's fucking hot.
Please deliver my food.
So yeah, there's been a lot of buzz about Hannah Ann, and we're gonna see a lot of her this season. I feel
the next Hannah G. I mean, she is. That was like what happened with Hannah G too. Everyone just went, oh my god, at least she's brunette. At least mm-hmm. we got a brunette this time.
Right. Okay. And then who else was on there that I really liked? Alea. I had to type out her name.
Alea, yeah. Well, she was the first person to do the limo entrance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, personally, the intro packages this time around didn't really call to me very much. Yeah. I didn't really care very much. I know the whole Jasmine thing was kind of funny because she, like, did the lifting bit.
But I wanted, like, a true soft, like, a heart wrencher, yeah. You know?
Like, the comparison between what happened on Hannah season, and we got like Tyler dancing. There was like no fun
stuff.
Yeah,
and you got Mike with his grandma and his mom. I'll never forget those. Those are memorable. I will never remember these. I forgot them.
I will say Victoria P changed my mind about her when I saw her versus like seeing her in the picture.
Yes.
I love this girl now.
She is completely different.
The nurse?
So, yes. Yeah. So, Victoria P, we trolled her about looking like Regina George. Like if she wore army pants and flip-flops, we would also wear army pants and flip-flops. But she is so sweet in this. I mean,
she has
motion sickness. She wears her glasses. We got it wrong.
Yeah, I love that she just like went for it and didn't care.
And her evening gown.
Okay, Marisa, RIP. My
oh,
girl.
Yeah, Marisa. Yeah,
didn't make it long. She had an intro package too.
She had an intro. And what was hers? Oh yeah, she had she was a pageant girl and then gained weight and then lost it.
Because she went through some bullying and everything, mm-hmm. which is, you know,
that's
relatable.
Rough.
That's a real life stuff.
Definitely.
I think she seemed like one of those girls who, like, for the most part, all right, so being on the show before, a lot of the people that go home the first night are people who just, like, are too afraid to go talk to them. That's it.
Yeah.
You saw, like, they focused on this multiple times, right? Oh, you did 3 times. You did 2 times. You stole my time. Mm-hmm. You stole my time. And like the people that are getting lost in the middle of that are the people who aren't doing that. They're like, great, normal life, like there's introverts, but on the show, you just don't make it far.
So pro tip to anybody who wants to go on the show, go after it.
At least, because you're going to make it past the first episode.
Yeah, you might as well try.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's the worst that can happen? You get sent home the first night? Well, you probably would get sent home the first night anyways if you didn't talk.
Better
to
that
him.
Than not try, exactly.
Right. Okay, that's it. I liked that little tidbit because we don't have many like really good tips for the show, but I feel like that is a good one.
We got more coming.
We got more coming.
Okay, first night.
First night. Oh, also Victoria P. This is the one thing that Victoria P. She came on and she was like,
"Don't talk about my girl." All right, you know what? All right, here's my other thing that I'm a little bit sad about this.
What?
My girl Kelsey is like not showing up yet. That's the Iowa.
Oh yeah.
Yes, Iowa Kelsey.
Right, right, right. Not at all. Not showing up.
So right now, Victoria P is my.
Even after that cringy dance.
Yes.
Her happy dance.
I know that was a. Rough. That was okay. Weird. So we're into the intros. We're into the intros.
Yeah, that was weird. The happy dance was awkward.
It was no different than the dance that Peter did with his family. So
right, and then we go into the whole montage of all of the flight attendants and
yeah. Okay, but hold on. Two statements about love Peter. Let's be clear.
Duh.
Two things. Peter, that bow tie is not a tied bow tie.
Oh, Derek texted me about this bow tie weeks ago when he saw it.
Peter's bow tie is not a tied bow tie. That is a clip bow tie. It's too small. It's too like perfectly right there.
Yeah.
If you look, and of course Wells, but if you look at the bow tie Wells wore to the Golden Globes the other day.
He tied that
got a whole thing going on, and you can't wear like a tuxedo and then like a tiny little bow tie.
No, you need to go for it.
And it made me, because like our thing about Peter that we've talked about is, can he own the room? Can he own all these girls? And in this case, I was just like, Pete, not a good start,
buddy. Pete can't even wear a bow tie and like be
not
normal.
Not a good start, yeah.
Funny story about Derek and I with bow ties. Derek and I went to to this like gala thing about a year ago.
How do you say that word, by the way? Everybody says it gala? Different. Some people say like gala. I've heard it every way.
Is there a Y?
I don't know. I just know. I guess no. I've always said.
You get up and walk out.
I don't know what I've ever said. Now I'm like, I don't even know what I say.
I could be wrong, but we went to one of those last year and we were getting ready. I came and I was like in a full ball gown and Derek had a bow tie. And Derek and I spent probably 20 minutes watching this YouTube video trying to figure out how to tie that bow tie.
I think we tied that bow tie like 25, 30 times.
I was like,
"Men,
I think you're never wearing this tie."
I know. You try to get me to leave without tying
it multiple
times.
I was like, "We're not wearing the tie."
Times.
And you're like, yeah. I'm in a tux. I can't leave without a tie. That would look crazy.
Uh-huh.
But bow ties are hard, but that's still no excuse.
They are. Because you know somebody's going to tie his bow tie for him.
Yeah, he has a whole team of people just like waiting there for him, right?
Totally.
Okay. Okay, so all the flight attendants.
All the flight attendants.
So we have.
And all of them thought they were going to be special.
So we have. I'm sorry.
Honey.
This is. I am so honey. Scared to pronounce his name.
Which
again.
One? Again. Eunice. That one?
Yes, because I know she listens to this and she dragged us on Instagram and now I'm scared.
I think it's Eunice. I think you said it right.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I don't remember how she said it was pronounced. I don't know if she told me how it was pronounced. I don't remember. But anyways, I'm sorry. She wore some wings, like angel wings.
Yeah.
I loved the fact that she was like, you know, I'm different from everyone else. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, bop, 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 flight attendants.
You got cop.
One after the other.
You
but
got
I
cop.
Did love her here for the flight reasons.
Yeah.
That was good.
I stand a good pun.
I think that was my first and last pun I will accept this season.
She got the first one.
And the last
and
one.
And I think that's it. Like, you know, everybody else has probably said that 17 times since then. This is where the we get it thing comes in again that I said before.
Mm-hmm.
So many of it's like the windmill stuff. Can we just stop it?
Yeah,
I really hope this doesn't do the same thing that Colton did. Cause like I can see the thing that sucks about it is the Colton thing was the fence jump was one clip that they played over and over to like tease us. This is like people talking about the windmill constantly. And every time I see it now, you can literally see Peter just be like, can we not?
Can
we
not
move on? So I feel bad for Peter since he's.
I mean, that's all people.
What's he
going to
do? He's got to deal with it.
Yeah, and that's all people are talking about, the windmill. And what was the other thing? Oh, and the fact that he's a pilot.
I mean, yeah.
We've got to get past that. Otherwise, the season's going to be brutal, to say the least.
I was really surprised that almost everyone tried to have a gimmick. There was only like three or four girls who
didn't
just like said something. They were like the first three or four. And they were the ones that I paid the most attention to.
Definitely. I mean,
Alea.
Yeah, she had that really sweet note from her grandmother. Mm-hmm. Her grandmother's name is Rose, which is very interesting. Yeah, she was really awesome. I thought that was a sweet gesture.
Alea is in my top. She's in my starting five too.
Jenna shows up with a cow. Jenna also listens to The Bachelor, so hey Jenna. She shows up with a cow named Ashley P. And I don't. Maybe I missed this, but I need the backstory on Ashley P.
I don't know where Ashley came from or the P part, but
yeah, I need answers. Jenna, if you can hear this, DM us answers. Please, because I want to share it with everyone else, because how did we get to Ashley P?
There's not even an Ashley on the show.
How did
I just
pulled
up the list? I know. I tried to make a pun about this and then I was so mad because it was like right at the end. And I wanted to say that what did Ashley think of this episode? And she was going to say, move on, Peter, because of Hannah. And yeah, now I'm explaining my joke and we're gonna keep going.
Oh my god. Move on. Let's see. Oh yeah, and then we have what was her
did you have a favorite intro?
My favorite intro was probably I liked Savannah's. I thought it was a little too aggressive, but I thought, you know, just like we said at the beginning, if you're going to go for it, if you're going to come out here, do it. You know,
I was surprised Peter like actually went along with that. Usually when someone goes for the kiss right away like that, they are,
pull away or they're weird about it.
Paper Plane was my number one. I loved that. And then
And
then she got the one-on-one.
Madison.
Yeah. Yeah.
Madison. She.
It was just funny to me. Because it was like the pilot thing, but it wasn't taking it too seriously.
True,
She's like, I don't know. There's something weird about Madison. Not something weird. There's something that makes me not trust her. And I think it's just like she's so comfortable.
Yes. There's something. Not everybody can be that chill
also
in this
like,
situation.
You know, my dad's a basketball coach, so.
So what's up?
Yeah, I know. I was like, all right, baller.
All right.
Showing
baller,
up.
Shot caller. Okay, that was weird too.
Yeah, that was weird.
Sorry,
that's why I moved on.
I'm so sorry.
What about Hannah Ann?
In
her intro.
Hannah Ann didn't. I mean, I don't even remember her intro, to be honest.
I just feel like she's acting. That's my thing.
Yeah, I mean,
she feels too prepped. Like, and Hannah G is her friend, and I think that because of that, she probably got all of the tips ahead of time.
Yeah,
and not that that's bad, but it's just. Like, you know, this has always been my thing. I said it before. I just want people to go on the show, not know, and just like be who they are instead of trying to, not even trying to, like instead of playing a role or, you know, whatever ends up coming.
You gotta be yourself.
I want some people who have no clue what they got themselves into.
I know, but it's so hard to find that now because I feel like if you're applying for the show, you know exactly what's in store.
Absolutely do.
Exactly what's in store. So I think that's a difficult thing to
I feel like I cut you off
judge.
Before. Yeah, it is. That's all I have for the intros.
Yeah. None of them really like stood out to me. I mean, other than like the cow and the blindfolded kiss, I didn't really see that much. Except for Hannah Brown showing up.
Oh, right.
This is the first Hannah Brown sighting. We knew she was coming. We saw her in the trailer. We saw her in the trailer, and we knew she was going to be on this season. We shouldn't know when. And she came to give Pilot Pete back his wings.
I think Pilot is his first name now.
He also, honestly, congratulations for getting verified.
Oh, yeah.
On the day of all days.
Good work, Pete.
Good work for you. But she shows up, gives him his wings back because that's what he gave her.
So cute.
Loved that.
So cute. This was like very, okay, perfect
ending. Yeah,
Hannah.
Book close, like, yeah. Bop, send it off.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Not to... Hannah was not to outdo her own self.
Yeah. Well, at first I saw that and I thought that was it. And I got super annoyed because I remember seeing the trailer and seeing all this
how
other
much it
stuff.
Was, yeah.
Right. And I was like, oh my God, they're playing us. Mm-hmm. Just because I remember when during Colton season, they showed clips of him.
Tia.
They showed clips of him holding a ring, getting ready, looking getting ready to propose, which never happened.
Never happened, yeah.
So I thought that's what had happened, but we find out later that it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But
and that's it. That's the intros.
And those are really the intros. Yeah, they all go in and they start meeting each other now. And
this is a really interesting group of women because they're talking. I almost said girls because I feel like I should in many cases, mm-hmm. but there's like catty groups and groups who are just like. They love each other already after 10 minutes of meeting each other. Like some of them met in the bathroom and they were like, oh my God, I love your dress.
You're crying. I'm crying. We're friends. that's what it is. No, I totally agree. And it's interesting to see these friendships start and see the enemies or the girls that don't mm-hmm. get along immediately. You can see it immediately.
For sure.
One thing that I noticed with, when people started pulling Pete aside is Marissa. She did this handshake thing. She was doing such a great job with it.
Oh, Marissa. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the handshake thing. Yeah. Friend zone real quick.
I mean, that's in my opinion or our opinion, but.
Well, so this goes back to what you said before, like Savannah, go and shoot your shot. She did the blindfold kiss and guess who stayed? Savannah.
Yeah.
And Marissa did the handshake and guess left. Who didn't? Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I saw that from the beginning. You have to, yes, you're there and you want to ease your way into it, but you can't really ease your way into it when you have 30 other girls, you know, waiting to jerk him away from you at any point in time. Mm-hmm. So that was sad. Don't do a secret handshake on your first date because you will not get a second.
Honestly, I don't think I would give a second date to somebody who tried to have a secret handshake with me on date one. Because
I'd be like, oh, well, damn, I see where this is going. Mm-hmm. That's not going to work.
No.
But there were a lot of kisses this episode. Hannah Ann was the first kiss.
True.
Or no, not really. No, it's the other girl.
Well, Savannah was. But Hannah Ann was the first, like, real.
Savannah was the first forced kiss.
Yeah. He knew what he was getting himself into.
Of course.
He went for it.
Yeah, he was there. But yeah, he kissed a lot of girls. I think it was Tammy, Hannah Ann, McKenna.
Guys who are listening, remember this? Girls will remember every other girl.
Oh, yeah.
I wrote down in case
I have
like,
a list.
Tammy, Hannah Ann.
Oh, yeah. I have a list of all the girls, even though who cares? I mean.
And remember that time when you didn't wash the dishes.
She's going to hold that over your head for the rest of your life. But then you have Natasha, who was very weird about it. She was like, you know what? I'm a reserved woman, which I totally respect. But
yeah,
she ended up staying.
She did.
Which is interesting. I don't know. She seemed very prudy about the whole situation, but it's like, do you know where you are?
I mean, that's like another play, I guess, like push that person away a little bit and make them, if you're going to make it a game, I don't know.
A game? You are in one giant game. You are in a game, another. We can't afford any other layers to this game.
Well, there's Derek's, that's why he's still single after being on the show.
No. But yeah.
And I just talked to myself in the third person, much as Hannah Ann did today.
Hannah Ann did refer to herself in the third person. What did she say? It was like, there's one thing Hannah Ann wanted to do. And I heard her say that and I was like, please.
Shut down after that.
Please do not tell me that you said that about yourself. I don't like that.
Okay. I feel attacked, but it is what it is.
You don't.
I talked about myself in third person probably more than I should.
I don't hear it.
Yeah,
maybe because you know.
Yeah.
Maybe because you know. Yeah, that. But then there was that whole confrontation between Hannah Ann and Shean. Shean.
Yeah, Shean. Well, I don't know if it was much of a confrontation.
No, not a confrontation. But Shean was feeling very
I don't know. She didn't say
she
much.
She was annoyed because Hannah kept going over and stealing Peter, which she did. I mean, she stole him like a million times. I mean, she ended up getting the
three,
rose.
Three is not a million.
No. But in the grand scheme of all the other girls.
Not to be dramatic, but.
Not to be dramatic, but Shan didn't get that opportunity, so she confronted her about it, but.
If you're going to confront somebody on the show, you better be ready to know what you're going to say.
Who was the girl? It was that Courtney girl.
You can't walk. Yes, exactly.
In, stepped was it into Colton it with, season?
Yes, yes. You cannot start to toe that line.
With Demi.
Unless you know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know what you're going to say, you're going to crawl back in your hole real quick.
Yeah, I feel like there has to be that. You have to have that line ready, that reasoning ready. But Even then, I felt like Hannah's response was a little catty.
Oh, for sure. That was when I made my Regina George tweet about this.
Yeah. It felt a little catty, which I honestly was not expecting.
Me either. She looked too sweet for that.
Yeah. Oh, well, whatever. Hope it's worth it. Okay, and then the last girl that I really want to talk about is Kelly. So Kelly ended up meeting Peter at a hotel a while back, and they introduced themselves to each other. You know, that was really it. But what he said to her, he said, I haven't been able to stop thinking about you since we met. Mm-hmm. Like, how are you still on the market? Wait, what?
Pete, buddy. That's a big step to take.
That's a lot to say on the first day when you have all these women with you.
Which is different from the way that Nick Vile went, remember? With his hookup, because it was the hookup at Jaden Tanner's wedding. And he was like pretending like he didn't know her.
He's so like,
at least Pete's acknowledging it. Like I give him that any day.
Of course Nick Vile would.
Just try to pretend like it didn't happen. I don't know that. I see this becoming much more than like a 2-episode, 3-episode thing.
No.
Yeah. I don't like she's saying that and he's saying that. But personally, like watching them, I don't feel
like there's a connection. Yeah. I didn't really love her.
Oh.
I didn't really have like a.
She's kind of monotone, isn't she?
Yeah. And it just seemed very disingenuous. Like the way she was feeling, like she didn't care really, but she was saying she cared. But it didn't feel like it.
Yeah, almost like disillusioned because you care too much, where you're like, I've met him before, so obviously he's the one. Like instantaneous kind of.
Yeah. Which, come on. Anyways, okay, so we just want to talk quickly about our Bachelor fantasy, and we're so excited about this. And so every week, if you guys haven't heard, we are doing predictions, and you can fill out your predictions every week. You can join have your own team in our giant Bachelor fantasy.
It's multiple layers of competition. You're obviously in there with everybody to win some of the gift cards to Shop Betches and everything. But also, like, we're going to have our own team and you guys can have your own group. So
you can join us
with your friends.
Well.
Yes. So you can play with us. Honestly, we don't read any spoilers, or at least I don't.
I mean, I don't read spoilers.
I don't know specific things about people. And that's some of the way that the game works is it's a lot of like knowing numbers of things or guessing numbers of things or guessing who does this or that. And so if you don't know them, we're not going to be as good. So keep your spoilers away from us.
Right. I mean, I am also damned because I tell people, I'm like, yeah, send me stuff. And everybody and sends me everything. I have like all the knowledge in the world. And I remember saying in our Facebook group, I needed to figure out if Colton and Cassie were still together. And I said, Bachelor Nation, you know what to do. And it was like everybody just scattered and then came back with all the info they could get. It was amazing.
Well, that's how we do our tea every week. We just like scroll through the Facebook chat.
Yeah, you guys know everything. But
some of the questions from this week are how many women will dress like a pilot or flight attendant throughout the season? Will the girl who gets the first impression rose make it to hometowns throughout the season? How many women will tell Peter they're in love with him? Things like this. It's just like you don't, based on the spoilers, we tried to make it so that you can't just like win because of that, because right. that would be crappy. And
it's like, how many times is Hannah Ann gonna cry throughout this entire season? It's like, you yeah. don't know. I mean, you might know how long she stays, but you don't know how many times she's gonna have a full-blown breakdown.
Exactly.
So make sure you guys fill out every single week. If you haven't registered yet and you want to, you can register at any point in time. I want to let you guys know. But the preseason questions will close on January 15th. Preseason questions will close on January 15th. You can still register after that. But if you think about it, you're not going to get the preseason points. And so you're automatically going to be behind the longer you wait to register. So make sure you register as soon as possible, especially before January 15th, so you can have an opportunity to win all the cool shit.
I know that we talked about that a lot and it feels like an ad, but like, this is super cool. We have our own game.
Yeah.
Just for The Bachelor.
Just for The Bachelor.
So cool.
And I'm going to smoke all of you guys.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I won't. I'm not going to talk trash. I won't talk trash. Okay. So let's get into the.
For the first time ever, we could do the rose ceremony.
But, yo, yeah.
But then it goes actually into the season itself. I didn't even write down who left. I know.
No, because it didn't really matter. It was like Kylie, Katrina. Katrina was hammered.
Yeah, she was. Oh, yeah.
She was the one that was like, she talking was about biscuits.
Yeah. She was bawling.
She was very drunk.
And Marissa.
And Marissa. Marissa left. Kylie left. Katrina left. I think Jade left.
I think she did too, yeah.
I can't think of all the other ones because they didn't really give.
They didn't. It was the quickest. They were just like, okay, through.
They picked
you're
like
done.
Three or four people to show that they were leaving and that was it.
Big reminder though. It's like 7 a.m. So it's bright outside. It's such a weird
and they
thing.
Are
you're
tired.
Up all night. Yes.
Emotions are high. You're probably drunk. It's, well, Katrina was drunk.
Katrina definitely was.
She had the slow blink. I saw it.
What did you think about Victoria F. getting the last rose?
I think it was supposed to look strategic, but I don't think it was.
Yeah.
I think he just ended up giving her the last rose just because I don't think it was for in any sort of order.
I mean, she's cute.
Do you think if you had to give the roses out, would you give them out in a specific order or would you just give them out?
I'll tell you this. I've noticed patterns and like there's definitely like the first like five or six are because whoever that person talked to, they were definitely like they had a good. You know, conversation.
Good vibes, yeah.
I think I was fourth, and JoJo was like, "I'm sorry, I made you wait," and I was like, "Oh, I'm fourth. That makes me feel really good," you know. Like, and then I had the first one-on-one the next week. So to me, I guess like when you ask me that, it makes me go that it's meaningful, you know. Mm-hmm. But then I think after that, there's like you don't know. This is 30 people. How are you supposed to know 30 people? So I think it just kind of becomes you start just like throwing stuff on the wall and just picking people. So nothing against the people that leave.
How do people remember? How do the
I don't know.
Leads remember their names?
I've never asked that actually to anybody. That's
that blows my mind.
Yeah. I'll be with Ben this weekend. I'll ask Ben Higgins.
Yeah. Ask Ben. Oh, Ben's so cute. Him and his girlfriend are just so cute.
I know. E asked us, a whole bunch of us, who our favorite bachelor ever was. And I said, Ben Higgins.
Yeah.
Because I think everybody that meets him falls in love with him.
On my grave. Ben Higgins' name. That's it.
Ben Higgins once spoke to me.
That's it. Okay, so let's get on to the first group date. Yes, guys, we are only on the group date. This is hour three, and we are diving in. And they go on a, it's sort of like a, like they're at an airport and they're doing like some sort of obstacle course.
And, big surprise.
And this poor girl, Victoria P, gets motion sickness and she is just having, I mean.
Big recall to Annalise.
A huge.
They did the whole like.
They did the, with the
child.
Bird.
Yeah.
She, they showed like, apparently she threw up on the little teacups at Disney when she was a kid and she's been scarred ever
since. It's not funny, but it is.
Honestly, I ate bologna once when I was a kid and got sick and I'll never eat that shit again.
That's how I am with watermelon.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I am with watermelon.
Interesting.
Which is a
watermelon
big loss.
Watermelon flavor or watermelon the fruit?
Everything because of it. Yeah. It's a big loss because watermelon is like,
that's
people
wild.
Love that in the summertime.
That's wild.
I know, and I just want to give Victoria a big hug. She, again, not, we did not expect this whole like sweetheart thing from her.
Don't judge a book by its cover, you guys. That's lesson number one.
Wow, thanks.
I know.
Life lessons from Life the lesson Bachelor number pot. One.
They also did this whole math portion, and they asked them probably like 15 questions.
Oh my gosh.
And not one answer was correct except for Hannah Ann once, and that's because Pete was sitting next to her for sure.
I like, it's probably right. Like, do you know how many feet are in a mile?
No.
Okay. Well, it's not 30,000. I can tell you that.
I know. They're like, I think they're just thinking like, we've reached 30,000 feet.
Of course. But still.
That's not. That's yeah. not it. Or, do they say 30,000 feet?
It's a height that you fly at. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, the pilots in the thing made it seem like they were shooting up into outer space. Like it was unattainable to get to 30,000 feet. So then I'm questioning things.
Okay.
Whatever. Anyways.
1 mile is 5,280 feet.
All right.
So 30,000 feet 30. Is like, what is that, 6 miles?
What's not? Yeah. Do it, okay.
Basically,
is it?
Five yeah. miles, five and a half.
Okay. So now the person who won it was Kelly, but apparently she cheated and everybody was up in arms about her cheating. And then.
No, I just think everyone's saying that everyone hates the fact that she knows him already. That's what it is.
That, but also, so he ends up taking her up in the plane.
Did she have like a cheat sheet on her hand?
Right. No, it was for the obstacle course.
It's not like she knew the, okay, yeah, that's right.
It was the obstacle course. And so, well, he.
That's right. I'm sorry, I forgot about that.
No, yeah, it's okay. He took her up into the plane afterwards because she won, and the girls were in like a full-blown frenzy. They were like, and when she came back from it, they confronted her and they said, you know, you cheated. We didn't. This isn't fair. And she goes, well, I just didn't think everybody was taking the rules that seriously.
Uh-huh.
It's like, what? It's a game. Okay, I'm going to use that excuse from now on every time I want to like cheat on a game.
You know what? Actually, this show has shown multiple times that that like if you cheat on the game, you'll always win.
Yeah.
They're never all like, oh, no, you cheated. They're just like, cool, you won.
Okay, tip number two from this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Cheat. On all the events, do it. You won't be punished, you will only be rewarded.
That's true.
All right, after that, Madison gets the first one-on-one, and this is an intense one-on-one.
I like Madison. She has good energy. She's suspicious. Same. Again, she's suspiciously comfortable for, I don't know, I like her, but I don't know what it is.
It's just that whole him bringing her to his house.
Oh yeah.
So his parents renewing their vows. How did ABC get his parents to renew their vows like that?
I know. I almost feel like it was too into. Like you, I almost feel like that shouldn't be on TV.
It was also so staged. Everything I felt like everything a part of that date.
No, because like his mom and dad were crying. You know.
Oh yeah, that no, those that emotions were definitely real.
Yeah.
But I'm just talking about the. Let's renew the vows. Mm. Let's do...
obviously, this is happening today because it's when we're starting to film The Bachelor.
I'm going to bring Madison and Peter out to the deck so they can talk about, you know, falling in love. And then I'm going to have a singer happen, singer come out who was actually very good.
Yeah. We didn't know who she was, but great voice.
I don't remember her name, but they knew who she was. Like, Madison was singing along. And then... Oh my gosh, this part. When the musician goes, family, come on in. I mean, I think my heart stopped.
What is it? Do you really want to meet someone's entire family on their first date? Have you ever met someone's family on the first date?
On a first date?
Yeah.
No.
I have twice.
But very, I've met people's family like soon into it.
So when I was living in Miami, one girl, she like lived with her sister and her family is just super tight. Not her parents. Her parents weren't there. But she has a big family. So like I met all of the brothers and sisters and the significant others.
Wow.
And I don't know, whatever. They were fun and we were having a good time. Everyone was young, you know, and went out. So it wasn't like, it didn't feel awkward to me.
I feel like family pressure is only there when you put the pressure on.
There's a girl that I met her mom on the first date.
Yeah, but it was...
It was just.
Did it affect your
it
life?
It was just her mom and me and her.
That's really funny.
That's it. We went to an arcade. Oh, like a barcade.
A bark? That's hilarious.
It was a great time. And her mom was you know, great and a Derek supporter. So, you know,
and that's what we love.
Cheers.
Love to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole thing was very weird and kind of cringy, especially the family dancing at the end. But I guess that's the whole thing.
Yeah, we didn't go dancing in either of those cases no. with the family.
Okay, so back to the next group date. This is when things get weird because we talked about how we really liked Hannah showing up and giving Pilot Pete back his wings because Pilot Pete is his name. I can't believe I just said that again. And now she shows up again for a second time saying, Peter put me in charge. And
I just felt bad again.
Because
her telling that story too, and she's like an awkward storyteller. We know this about
Hannah. Yeah, she can't.
And I love what Pete said. Wow, Hannah, just like I remembered. He was like trying to be supportive, but
he's like, why the fuck did you have to bring that up again? Like
again, the windmill thing, can we let it die?
We're never going to let this go.
It makes me feel very cringy every time we talk about
it. Yeah, so all the girls are, of course, shook again, because especially the fact that she showed up for a second time. Mm-hmm. I think this is where things got very weird. Well,
they're to be determined. Like, we don't know how we're going to feel until next week, but Peter stood his ground on the idea of, I like that he said that, where
letting
he was like, look,
back
I'm,
into the house.
I was at home at my aunt's place, whatever he said, and you asked Tyler to go on a date, and he was like, that crushed me, you know?
Yeah.
Because I would have said yes, and he didn't say yes, because he had his own thing going.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hannah threw it back, where she was like, I thought you wanted to be the Bachelor. This was a real conversation.
This was definitely a real conversation, but leading up to it was a perfect trap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Hannah, do I hear crying?
Yeah.
Fall straight into the trap. Her mascara's down her face.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a real confrontation, because then another part he was like, you know, you moved 20 minutes away from me, and then he said something. What was it? She said it was going to be you and Jed, and he goes, to meet my family, and he goes, you didn't say that.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, I did, and you could feel her like choking up and trying to figure out like, oh shit,
did I? Where did that come from?
Mm-hmm. Trying to figure out what she was actually needing to say.
I felt this was really intimate. Great for the show. It wasn't bad. It wasn't too much.
No, I liked it.
Because they're both are very mature people, actually. They had like a argument the way arguments should happen, mm-hmm. I feel like.
Between exes.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, you didn't fight for me. You didn't fight for me. You did this.
Yeah.
But I still like you. It's like, I still like you too. And everybody's crying. But I think him asking her back into the house is kind of crazy, especially after.
I didn't expect her to say maybe.
I didn't either. I expected her to be like spit in his face, like spit her water out and be like, what the fuck? I was the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
I won Dancing with the Stars. I guess she hadn't at that point.
True. Yeah. The season hadn't started yet.
No, she hadn't won Dancing with the Stars at that point. But going from the Bachelorette back into the house again, that's rough.
Yeah, that's.
I don't think anybody's done that. I don't think anybody should.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, go if you need to find a guy, don't fight over one again. Just,
and you know what? If he's gonna ask that of you, let him go try his thing and trust that he'll come back to you later on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Well, ABC had the audacity to make the first episode to be continued.
Yeah.
So, literally to be continued on the first episode. This first episode was good. It was interesting.
I thought the girls were going to be... We've had a lot of crying. I didn't think that's the way this was going to go.
The dramatics are high.
Yeah.
The dramatics are really high. I
want some people to step up, and I want the new Demi.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see anybody.
I don't see anybody except girls that are... The stakes were way too high for all of the girls there. Like Blake said earlier on the phone, you know, girls were saying like, I really could see our life together. Yeah. And it's like, what? You've known him for 12 hours
mm-hmm.
max.
Mm-hmm.
And multiple girls were saying this, which seems so delusional. And I got to say it.
Yeah. No, you know, it is. I agree.
I mean,
that's too soon for
anything.
They're
all gorgeous women. There are plenty of men out there that would definitely date you. You just won't get the followers.
That's the subtext Which is, of everything.
Honestly, a deal breaker.
No skinny tea for you.
No skinny tea. But okay, guys, thank you so much for joining us at our first episode back for the Bachelor season. Make sure to fill out your fantasy stuff.
Yeah, we don't have a skinny pop song anymore.
We don't have a skinny pop, but we're going to have one.
Skinny pop.
We're bringing skinny pop moments of the week back, so don't worry. We really are.
Now it's time for something sweet, salty, and cheesy.
Just like mumbling through. Okay. Make sure you guys follow us on Instagram at The Bachelor and follow us on Twitter at Bachelor Pod and rate, review, and subscribe.
And tell your friends.
Oh my God, same.
We're all here to make friends.
We're all here to make friends. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
The Bachelor Podcast is hosted by Kay Brown
and Derek Pape. Our editor is Mike Coscarelli.
Our podcast managers are Sean Kilby and Mike Coscarelli. Social media by Kay Brown.
Artwork by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at The Bachelor on Instagram and at BachelorPod on Twitter.
Betches.